Hey guys, Harry G from around the house. You know, we just dropped our first member exclusive podcast with Jeff Tracy from Barbecue Nation. He actually interviews me to find out my history and how I got this far and what I did to learn construction and DIY projects. We also discuss things that, well, don't go to plan and how I battled adversity early on in my career, including some pretty poor decisions in my younger life. We even talk about how I ended up in Rolling Stone magazine. Now, if it was only for playing music. To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and sign up for Around the House Insider Premium Membership. Not only do you get to hear the weekend show a couple days early, you get all these member-exclusive content. And it's only $4. Now that's even cheaper than a beer at happy hour.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special October 10th edition. I really wanted to talk about something that was going to be kind of an interesting one this week, and you know how much I love DIY. It's kind of what I do. I have a lot of fun with it. But I wanted to talk about how DIY can cost you more, maybe when you need a professional. You know, contracting isn't easy. It's not. If it was, everybody would be doing it. But the problem is we have a shortage of contractors out there, and more homeowners, like many of you out there, decide that maybe you're going to general a contractor job yourself. This is where you run into problems. And I mean that constructively. Trying to be your own general on a remodel is tough. Most likely, if you don't have a ton of experience, you're not going to know what you're looking at. Here's why. You really need to know, for instance, if you're moving a wall, what a load-bearing wall is going to even look like. You know, what kind of wiring is there? Is it all cloth? Does it need to be updated to Romex? You know, what are the issues that you're going to run into with flooring, maybe cabinetry? The problem is you're managing professionals that have a serious amount of knowledge that's beyond you. So one, they might slide a whole bunch of stuff past you. Second of all, you might not even know the right people that you're hiring. And that's where you got to be careful with. When you're working with subcontractors and you're going to be a general contractor, most of the time, and I'm going to say this most of the time because there are exceptions, but the secret is most of the time, they're going to charge you more. Quite frankly, probably rightfully so. They realize as a business, if they work with that contractor they work with all the time, they're going to do 22 jobs with them next year. They know how to communicate. They know what the questions are. There's a working relationship. When they're now working with a homeowner who doesn't maybe know building code, what the current trends are as far as how to install things, you know, all these different things, you naturally are going to ask 1,000 more questions. 1,000 more questions means tons of hours asking, answering questions that they don't really want to have to answer. Because you know why? It takes time. And when it comes down to time, time means money. That's how they make their money. So if you're going to take 25 or 30% more time to navigate through the project, because you're a homeowner and not a contractor, because you have to explain every little detail, guess what? Your price just went up, and it went up every single time. So you're going to pay more there as well. Now, that can go across every single subcontractor, let alone the time you waste on them not even showing up for your bid because they go, oh, homeowner, subcontractor, I don't got time for that. My guys are keeping me so busy, I'm not even dealing with it. So you're going to lose some good ones right off the bat. Now, here's the other one that's kind of a pet peeve of mine. The homeowners that are trying to be their general contractor, and they're asking everybody for their contractor discount. First of all, there is no flat, quote, contractor discount that goes across the board. There are discounts for the trades. There's a retail price. Everybody has these things different. It's arbitrary. But guess what? If you walk into a flooring store, you're going to get less service or plumbing store. Because here's what's going to happen. When they're working with contractors, most of the contractors that come in there that legitimately get their discount because they're wholesale and they're going to mark it back up, they come in and they use just a little bit of those people's time. They come in, they make their selections, off they go. They're not price shopping it. They're taking their time because these people are based on commission most of the time. And they're picking out materials and they get the sale. It drives me insane when you have homeowners out there that are quoting four or five different places and trying to find the best deal. But the problem is they're taking everybody's time up and then they demand the best contractor discount on top of it. No, you're taking up everybody's time. And guess what? A lot of people aren't making money because you are taking up their time. So ways to get around it, develop that relationship if you're going to be that person that's going to generally own project. Deal with one company, find a reputable one and say, hey, you're getting my business, but you got to give me a fair price. Let's go through it and work through it. Now, another pet peeve of mine are places that are wholesale only, that say it on the front door, but then turn around and sell stuff to the public anyway. That's the stuff that drives me nuts because I don't want to send a contractor. As a designer or contractor, I don't want to send, and I'm not a contractor, but I work with tons of them. Just to be clear, if I send clients down to a place that's wholesale only and they sell it to them direct, you're going to see me really upset because now that was my client and I might still have to manage it, but guess what? Now they're getting the sale. That's a problem, and it's a problem with contractors and it's a problem with designers out there. So those are things to keep in mind. So asking for that contractor discount, super pet peeve of mine. Now, safety. Serious problem. I have seen so many job sites where people are demoing their own projects. And I mean people as homeowners. They demo their own project before the contractor comes in. Great. There can be so many safety issues here. Lead paint, asbestos, load-bearing walls that are taken out. I mean, I just today saw a project that was managed by a homeowner. He knows construction fairly well. I go walking past this point, and I'm like, wow, that major load-bearing post that should be holding up those two beams, where is it? Demo guys took it. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds of weight coming down, and there is nothing holding that thing up. It's 7 feet in the air, no post, and it's a point load right there. It's like, oh, again, this is what happens if you don't know what you're doing out there. Nice people, but I tell you what, that's a big problem right now. And it's going to be even bigger when they have to go pull permits and put this stuff back in and make it all make sense. So speaking of permits, look, before you go do demo, before you dive into a big project, always pull the permits. You know why? Because here's the problem, and I've seen this happen many times. If you've got a house that's been added onto a bunch of times and you've done demo work on it already and the inspector shows up for the first time, guess what happens? You might end up doing hundreds of thousands of dollars more work just to get that space back because, you know, it's going to have to be put back into 2018 building code, which means, well, now you got to put it back together and actually make it all pass code. Even if you're not dealing with that part, if they find it, you're going to have to fix it and it could get red tagged. So you got to be careful with that. So make sure you're on top of these things. You know, just be careful with these kind of things. You're going to try to save yourself some money. But almost always when I see homeowners generally in their projects, unless they have been in the building trades themselves or have taken management classes, I've never seen it save themselves money. Because you know something? They're going to be in the middle of a meeting, working out of their office, and the plumber's going to call because they ordered the wrong part, and now they've got to leave their meeting, which is work, it's their 9-to-5 job, to go chase down plumber's parts because they picked out the wrong thing from the plumbing store. So unless you like to be on call with these things, again, those are things that cost you money. And there's a thousand other things from who's going to warranty what. If you go out and buy all the materials and bring them in and they install it, many times that's your problem if it doesn't work. But if you buy the stuff through the remodeling contractor and it runs through his books, now that's covered by a warranty. So you can have some serious problems if something fails that you picked out that you purchased. Maybe you purchased it online. Maybe you purchased it someplace else. But long story short, pay attention to who is responsible for the warranty. Many times, if you're being the general, you're the one responsible for it. And you know something? If it's a big ticket item, that can be an expensive number to eat. All right, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Midweek Special Podcast. This is where we will be talking each week, and maybe soon we might even get into some long-form interviews. Now, stay tuned on Saturday because we've got a great show ahead. We're back in the studio, but we're going to talk cost versus value. It's that time of year where we're going to talk what a project costs, what it costs now with the labor shortage, and I'm going to put some numbers on it to account for tariffs as well. So stay tuned. Big show ahead on Saturday, noon to 2, KXL, and all over the Radio Northwest Network. If you miss it on Saturday, don't worry. The podcast is out there. Just stay tuned to right here where you're listening to this show. It'll be up right after the show ends. All right, guys. Thanks for listening in. Stay tuned. See you Saturday.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.